Inside linebacker DeMario Davis is described by his coaches as a player who is all football all the time. The fifth-year vet joined the Browns in the spring and quickly filled the vacant leadership role.
This first training camp in Cleveland has been nothing short of amazing. Working with a great staff, great coaches, great teammates. It's always good to just be back. You know, we've had a lot of padded practice, so just flying around hitting people again. So, you know, it's fun. Everywhere I go, I always try to locate, okay, who is the leaders in this environment? Because the environment is going to go where the leaders go. And I never believe in there's this one person who's moving the wagon. No, it's a collective group of guys who have to say, okay, it's on us to push this thing in the right direction. You know, I demand a lot of myself, you know, naturally. And so it's natural for me to demand a lot from the people around me. You know, you set that standard for yourself. It's just natural that it's going to be setting that standard for everybody else. But when you do that, when you raise the expectation, when you raise the standard, you know, you have to be on point yourself. You know, you can't hold somebody else to a higher standard than you hold yourself. You know, when somebody see that you, you know, putting forth extra effort in everything that you do, you know, maximizing your performance, it naturally makes them want to do the same thing. And so that's just how I embrace it.
There you go, White. That's how we start, baby. That's how we start in game week, baby. Let's go.
If you can look back at the end of the day and say, I don't have no regrets, then that's success. You know, no matter what kind of accolades or accomplishments happen, a lot of that has nothing to do with you. You know, it takes more than just you to win a Super Bowl.
What's our nickname? AKA. Bab. B-A-L-B-S. Badass linebackers.
1, 2, 3. Bab. Bab. Bab.
Thompson here. Oh, yeah. Good job, Taylor.
I always encourage people to do something that you love, because if you do something you love, you never have to go to work a day in your life. I call it a job, but, you know, and I say I'm going to work, but, you know, it's just really just doing my passion. It's just really working on my art, working on my craft, and you love it. You love it. And it's just an inner passion and an inner relaxation that when you're doing it, you just calm. You know, everything else may be a struggle, but this is what comes naturally.
To the ball, to the ball, everybody to the ball, to the ball, to the ball, to the ball.
Sundays, man, I really kind of go to a different place. You know, it's really a battle to me. Like, it's really like going into war. You know, you have your troops and you have the enemies. You know, it ain't no friends on Sundays. And it's kind of like that time to unleash the lion. Get there, you try to, you have to play inside the rules, but it's a violent game, and you know that's how I play. You know, that's kind of how I'm encouraging the defense to play with that tenacity, intensity, that we're gonna fly around and get to the ball, and we're gonna ride very violently. And when the other team take their pads off at the end of the game, they're gonna have some bruises and some spots they ain't used to.